Welcome to CWFalcons.com. I'm Steve Schar, joined here by 16th-year head coach Stacy Brunner-Jones for the women's basketball program to preview the 2019-20 season. First, Coach, before we get into a couple of questions about the season, how has practice been going?
Good. It's been almost a tale of two teams. We have just as many returners as we do new players. So at times it feels like maybe we're going a little slow, but the newcomers are coming along and learning. And we've had, you know, just like everyone else, two scrimmages. The first one went well. The second one was, both of them we had a lot to learn from, and hopefully is preparing us for tomorrow.
If you've had the opportunity to go through different types of practices, have things been more of a teaching aspect this year, or have you had to rely on more of your upperclassmen to kind of help you with the younger or the freshmen?
A little bit of both, actually, Steve. We've kind of switched a lot from last year to this year, so for some of them it's starting over again, even if they're a returner, which kind of levels the playing field then for everybody. You know, you'll have the freshmen already feel like they don't know what's going on, and to have the older players feel that way is kind of a good thing, I think, just for team chemistry that way. So we have some stuff from last year, but a lot of new things for the season.
Have you at all had to rely on or maybe had a conversation with Clara Chambers and Caitlin Foster, with them being seniors, the importance this year on their leadership, maybe vocally or showing by example, just being with two seniors?
Well, definitely not just those two, really all of the returners, even the sophomores. Just because we're almost like two teams of really just picking a partner, picking a teammate to make sure they know what's going on, and lifting them up and helping them along the way. I think really I put a lot of that pressure on all of the returners.
If you want, I'm going to ask, is there a freshman or maybe somebody on the team so far this practice that's really stood out to you?
I mean, they all have, you know, their strengths and weaknesses. I don't know from the freshman class exactly who's going to step up within a game setting. We'll see about that. You know, there's some of them that have a lot of upside, and we're really working on weaknesses and trying to make them make those weaknesses go away is what we have to do with freshmen, right? But we're excited. We do think they will come and help us, whether it's tomorrow or December or January.
Talking schedule now, you open up the season on Tuesday against UW-Platteville. I guess your expectations on a season opener at home?
It is nice to play at home, that's for sure. And honestly, I think, maybe I'm wrong, but I think a lot of coaches feel like this on the first game of just, let's see what we got, you know, that we've been practicing for this long. Yes, we've had two scrimmages, but it's the first game at, you know, Platteville. They've had a game. They got to play yesterday, which kind of takes those first game nerves away. So that will be a little bit different. That will be a challenge for us. And with them having a new coach and new system, and it's going to be a big game, and it's exciting that it's the first game, and kind of just sets the tone for the rest of the year.
After the home opener, you go on the road for a couple, and then you return home for three in a row before finals week there. How important is that stretch of three in a row before finals, knowing that you can stay at home, not have to travel, you can go to the library, it's easier, the study time, all that?
Well, my players would definitely tell you how excited they are about that, because, you know, last year our team GPA was a 3.76. Like, these are smart young women who really are passionate about their majors and also obviously basketball. So for them to be able to be home during that stretch of finals is really, really key for us and just helpful. And then obviously getting on a plane to Hawaii is going to be exciting.
That was my next question, the Hawaii trip coming up in December. I guess, what is the importance of a trip like that? What are your plans, maybe some of the sightseeing things that you're going to do with the team?
Sure. Well, it's one of those chance of a lifetime opportunities, and going to Hawaii, I've never been. There's many of our players and coaches have never been, and I'm really excited that a lot of the families are going.
Okay.
I love the team, and so that just makes it a really, really fun event. And, you know, we definitely want to make sure it's a business trip, and we're hopefully winning two games out there. But there's so much to see at Pearl Harbor and just the culture of Hawaii that no one's been to. So we're excited to explore those things. But obviously, we'd like to come home with two wins.
How important is it on a trip like that to obviously do the cultural things, but talk about things, maybe the history of things beyond the game of basketball that have happened in this country, or just how that culture is and what it's like to experience that?
Oh, absolutely. No matter if we've been to Puerto Rico, we've been to the Bahamas, it's just nice to sometimes get away from the sport, especially at that time, and talk about other things that matter. And we do that a lot, actually, in our team in general, of talking just more about life things and not just basketball all the time. And silly things of, being on time is early. On time is early. Simple things like that, well, hopefully that carries out in their life and they're prompt for work and for other important things in their life. And, I just think basketball and athletics in general teaches so much more about life than I think the common person knows or understands.
Last question about the schedule, and you have no control over setting it up, but three of the last four at home when you're likely pushing for a conference championship. How important is that stretch to play at home knowing that you don't have to travel 2.5-3 hours?
You know what, Steve? You telling me that was the first time I even really looked at that. It's but that sounds great, and you how you worded it is perfect. I think that obviously is exciting, and it will be, especially everyone feels that way at the end. It's such a grind, basketball so long. So at the end, to be at home will be great. But honestly, I can't get past thinking about tomorrow at 7 p.m., so we'll see.
Lastly, maybe some goals and expectations for this team that you'd want the fans and the public to know.
Sure. We would love to continue that three-point shooting that we did. We had such high percentage last year, and it took me a minute to feel comfortable with that style of play. But they won me over, and they love doing it, so that'll be key for us. But also more of an inside-outside game. We have some bigs this year that will help us down low that we were maybe lacking a little bit last year. And then defensively, up-tempo, really kind of setting the tone for the game, for the play of the game. So we'll see.
I know the season from last year, this year, they're two different seasons. Last year, the three ball was going down at 40-something percent clip. This year, you look at the roster, you have a lot of size this year. If the three ball isn't there, I would imagine you're still pretty comfortable pounding it in and just getting the layups in the buckets in the paint.
Definitely, and rebounding is obviously a huge part of the game that I didn't mention yet, but when you are a shooting team and you have some bigs that can rebound, that kind of eases my mind of, if some misses might still turn into 2 points for us. So I think we will not be where we want to be in November and maybe even December, but hopefully by January and February, we're rolling to where we will hit our peak and be ready to go.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Good luck this season.
Thanks, Steve.